Neville Show with Flyhawk, Susie Drain. How great to hear from you. And realistically, there's nobody better to get a comment on Nia's 100th NSL appearance and also Dragons' strong start this season. Let's start looking at Nia's 100th NSL game. How important has she been in almost that Super League and international career?
I think, first of all, a huge congratulations to Nia Jones on her 100th appearance. It was actually really, really lovely to be able to be there and see her be acknowledged at the home venue as well on her 100th match. And I think Nia has been and is instrumental in not only the Welsh-based franchise, but as a key figure in the Netball Super League and has been for a number of years. I think she shows she is an amazing character, personality, fierce competitor, and I think that's exactly what the sport needs. Well, she is exactly what the sport needs, amongst others, to be driving the sport forward into the professional environment that we are seeking to achieve.
And to be able to perform that consistently as well for so many years, although she's not going to like me for saying that, but it's important that we've got people like that in the league.
Absolutely. And there has to be a core group of individuals, and I think they are the ones that drive the standards, and that ultimately then helps if we've got a league for our franchises at a performance level that will then ultimately help drive performance standards in international teams. We're over here, we're doing a good thing, and we'll see our home nations increasing up those rankings. So yeah, Nia, as amongst some of those others that have achieved that 100th appearance recently as well, are ultimately who you want in your team, and you want to make sure that they stay with you as well.
Dragons so far then this season, expectations are a bit higher this season, and from what we've seen so far in those opening rounds, they're certainly getting a bigger impact on court.
Absolutely. I think it's so exciting what they were able to put out there in the first game. And I'm sure that they would be able to say it wasn't a perfect performance, but it was a strong performance and something a performance, hopefully, that they will have been really proud of. Having said that, I know that they would have wanted the win. And I think the coach, Jill McIntosh, said that. And I think Nia also said that. Second game, round two, a great first half. That was exemplified in the score. But again, I think there were a couple of errors in there that they would have wanted to relook at with all teams that are seeking to reach at high levels in the Super League. There will be, in these opening rounds, it's going to be about connecting with each other, and the successful teams will be the ones that can do that in the shortest amount of time. And not just having seven players being able to do that, but being able to have their game changers on there as well doing that, because that's what it's going to take to be successful and to be top four. And I'll put it out there now. I am expecting Cardiff Dragons to be up there with the best this season, and I'm hoping they can live up to their potential, because I think that they've demonstrated they're sending messages out to everyone else, and that they're in it this season, and they can mix it with the best. So it should be exciting.
You know we've got that on tape.
Come back to me at the end of the season.
Oh, don't worry, it'll be replayed. Has anything surprised you then with this almost sudden impact that Dragons are having, or was it always something that you expected would happen? You felt was coming?
I think it's not to go back too far, but I think Dragons over the years, that they everyone knows the Cardiff Dragons, or as Celtic Dragons as it has been prior to now. They're fierce. They never ever give up. And I think from the highs of 2013, when the team made the grand final, which Nia was part of as well, to now, the attitude and the commitment for the people who play for that team has not changed. It's just been about trying to make the connections and the gel become more consistent. And I think this year, a different feel. already, which is really, really exciting. There's things to work on, and I am absolutely certain that every other team in the franchise league will be saying the same thing. You know, there's learnings to be had, very quick learnings to take in these opening rounds, and they'll be searching for those consistencies as well. But yeah, there is something very exciting this year. I've said it to Nia as well, and you know, I think what is really important is the netball family, especially in Wales, support their home-based franchise. But also, I saw some comments on Twitter about Dragons being their people's second team. Perhaps they're going to be, you know, and in previous seasons we've seen Sirens, we've seen Pulse last year be people's second team, and they've really thrived. We want more people to have them as their first team, obviously. But I think everything that they can do on court and in training, they'll be doing it. The difference is probably belief, what they can do. Some teams have the belief that they can't lose, and that's come from years of you know, development, and it's a mindset shift. So hopefully, and I think I'm seeing some of that Jill is instilling amongst other people who will be in there. You know, you've got Sarah Moore in there as the head of elite as part of Wales Netball and overseeing the franchise work, and other coaches that are also in there, instilling that belief into the players. And if they have that, then I think, yeah, they'll go far. I think that the Maver whilst the Mavericks game for many would have been a great achievement, I think for them it would have been a little bit of a disappointment, but actually maybe a positive result in the long run, leaving them wanting more for this season. A great starting point there.
Jill's obviously back. Her influence with the squad is really beginning to show, isn't it?
Yeah, a typical Australian style. I think that's what they bring. Structure, basics. You know, netball can be a very simple game, and making sure that the team does those basics, the set plays, what's been agreed really, really well over and over again. I think Nia said at the game on Friday, it's the boring stuff that people do over and over again that wins games. And also a sprinkling of belief. And I'm also a big believer of a sprinkling in luck every now and then as well. I think that you know, that's important. That gets the umpires on side as well, the officials, which is also important, of course. So yeah, I think it's going to be a great season ahead, I'm sure, for all franchise teams. You know, that's showing in the results across the board so far. So yeah, watch this team.
The podcaster sponsoring Leah this season, but her in defence alongside Jackie, definitely going to be a combo to watch.
I think a force to be reckoned with, and I think again they have already started to show that. Great to have two you know, influential, top of the game performers in the same circle, and they'll be working each other out as well. I think they've had in competitive matches, and that doesn't include friendlies, what they might have had about 100, between 100 and 120 minutes, which isn't long to form, you know, the rapport that you need to be turning over ball on numerous occasions. But they have they were turning, or they have turned a lot of ball over the last two games. It's now how the team uses that to reward everyone for the hard work, and you know, they will be at the end players gaining the reward of everyone's hard work. But that's what they've been brought in to do, a job. And with eight new contracted players in there, everyone has been in brought in to do their job, and that's what they've got to be focusing on.
We'll hear from Hannah Passmore in a minute, who's been telling me about what it's been like to be in the team of the week for 2 weeks running. What have you made of her so far?
I think Hannah's had a great run out in the opening two games, and I'm really stamped her authority in that circle, actually, showing that she wants ball, snatching the ball in, creating opportunities for players to give her the ball. I think that's probably what she needed, an opportunity. I was fortunate enough to play with alongside Hannah when I played for Toucans for a couple of seasons, and you know, there's a desire there to be the best that she can be, trains hard. And I think that, you know, we've only just seen the glimpse of what the potential is that she has. So again, she's probably one of the exciting players to look out for this season in Dragons.
Maybe another one is Nancy. Want to watch?
Yeah, again, and Nancy, I think, is able to play both ends of the court. What I'll be interested in, I suppose, is which end she's going to play. And How that influences what she can do for international. I think she's still very young, as with some of the others that are in there. And actually, when you're trying to learn your trade, it's really important to not overly confused by changing positions too much. So I'll be watching Nancy, and I was fortunate enough to train alongside Nancy in my final year. Great trainer, committed, works really, really hard, tries to learn every single session. So it'll be really, really good to see her progress over the year in whatever position that she's going to be working in as part of the Dragon setup.
Match days will be a lot different for you these days. Are you still playing every ball?
Yeah, well, it was very different again on Friday, actually. We were able to take a group of our students from Cardiff Met sport management course down to the events, and Wales Netball and the Cardiff Dragons staff were excellent in providing us with the opportunity to take the students down. And I think that they helped.
Oh,
They
brilliant.
volunteered, set up the events, helped the running of the event, and also took down everything that was there as well. So a great opportunity for us. Is very different. Usually I'm able to kind of go in and sit and observe and really, really enjoy it. It's nice to be able to enjoy that now rather than be on either the edge of my seat if I was on the bench or on the court. Obviously, I do miss being on the court, but I'm fortunate enough to be continuing to work with Wales Netball on my doctorate, and we've got a research project ongoing. So yeah, that's really helped, and I'm hopefully, then I'm giving back to the sport that's given me so much, but just in a different role.
That was my next question. How's the doctorate going? Everything good on that?
It's progressing, exciting things coming up. We've got a new workshop that will be launched very soon. It's ready. It's just looking at how it's getting launched and the rollout of that as well. So, and then comes the fun bit, the writing. And that's never my forte, but as with playing, I think I'm enjoying the challenge. I don't ever get it right first time, but I think, again, as with playing, I think you thrive on learning and
Yeah.
being better the next time you try. So yeah, sport and playing netball has definitely set me up into good ways, hopefully. I've got a couple of years left though.
Brilliant. Susie, thanks for your time.
No worries. Thank you, Andy.
Hi, I'm Juva Mentor, and you're listening to the Netball Show.
It's a netball show with Flyhawk. Great to speak to Hannah Passmore from Cardiff Dragons. We'll look at the recent game shortly, but let's have a look first at how you started your love for netball.
Yeah, I think netball's always been a huge part of my life. I grew up in South Africa and played it there, and then moved to the UK where it was a much kind of promoted sport in school, and started to kind of specifically focus on netball. I kind of dabbled in a bit of hockey and other sports throughout my time and tennis and everything, but really found a love for netball and went to school in the Southwest, so kind of was near Bath and managed to kind of progress through the pathways. My sister was really into netball as well, so had two tall timbers in either end of the court, so people kind of enjoyed that. So we managed to progress through the pathways quite nicely together before she went on to uni. And then when I came to uni at Bath, really fell in love with it and really loved netball and started to do kind of Super League stuff with that and really dedicated a lot of time to that.
2021 was that debut season for you at Bath. How much have you seen the league run that time?
Yes, massively. I think obviously COVID had a huge part to play with media and viewing figures, but I think it's grown massively, and there's so much more scope for it to grow. I think the fan base has been brilliant and seen a bigger kind of progression with that as well. I think fans are more engaged, more active on Twitter and things like that, and that's really amazing to see. I think as well, players being able to kind of integrate and merge with fans as well as kind of doing these sort of things is really great for the player and kind of the sport in itself. I think media viewings as well. The partnership this year with BBC and Sky has been great. I think obviously there's not necessarily as many games for your club on, but you're still being able to view netball as a sport as a whole. And I think that's been shown kind of beginning from that Commonwealth Games gold onwards. So I think it's really great, and there's so much more to build from it. And I think the fan base as well has been brilliant.
I suppose when you found out that you were going to be part of that Team Bath setup as well, what was that like for you, obviously, just given their history in the league?
Yeah, it was a huge honor, and I'm so grateful for Jess Thelby and Anna Stembridge for giving me a chance back then. And it was a real honor. I obviously was so nervous going into it with the likes of kind of Serena Guthrie and Ebony and Jess and Rach Shaw. There were some amazing kind of names at that squad, and I think that was a real great testament for me as well. I think being able to be brought into that as a young player and kind of take on all the experience and youth and knowledge as a youth was really amazing. And I think that's kind of developed into where I am today. And I'm so grateful for kind of, I still remember my first kind of training session with Serena. She came and gave me a big hug and said hi, and I'm petrified
Wow.
saying, wow, you're amazing. But actually she just really calmed the nerves, and I'll never forget that. Just that one interaction with her was probably nothing for her, but for me that was so calming and just really made me feel involved in the environment. So with such an amazing kind of history in terms of success for Team Bath and culture, it was really, really amazing for me to be able to be part of that, and just the caliber of players that were there, and take on as much learning as I could.
And Anna and Jess as coaches as well, they would have brought so much to your game.
Yeah, exactly. And I think they were such technical and tactical, amazing coaches. And I learned so much from them, just the setups and the game, and being able to game smart is such a big thing in netball. Not only do you need to be able to be good at the game and have the skills and the capacity to play, but also being able to read the game. And that's what kind of makes an amazing player. You can be great in terms of athleticism and skill, but being able to actually read the game is so important. And those coaches really, really taught that, and I think that's been seen in Jess's kind of stint in England. That's kind of filtered that, but they were honestly amazing coaches, and I couldn't have asked for better ones to begin my career in Super League.
For the season, how confident then is that environment around Dragons, and are you quite confident that Dragons can make an impact this season?
Definitely. I think we've got such an amazing rebrand. We've obviously moved from Celtic to Cardiff Dragons. And within that new brand, we've kind of encompassed new cultures. And with Jill's amazing expertise and just sense of calmness. And she's just an amazing coach. And her and Jen work really nicely together. They complement each other. And we've just had an amazing preseason with winning all of them. And that set us up really nicely and been able to build combo. I think you've seen that with our defensive end as well. They've really built and been able to come out in the first game firing and getting loads of intercepts, loads of turnovers. So I think that's set us up really nicely for the season. And I think we've already shown in the first two games that we've played that we can challenge the top teams, and we are putting out an amazing performance. I think it's just going forward, we need to make sure that that performance lasts a full game. We obviously sadly drew to Saracens Mavericks, but we also were winning by one against Thunder at half time. So we put out an amazing performance for half of the game and really upheld ourselves to the highest of standards. And we proved we can do it against those teams, but just making sure that we actually can do that for a full game now.
That was my next question. Obviously, we're sponsoring Leah, but Leah and Jackie in defence are going to be certainly ones to watch over the course of the season, Anna.
Definitely, and they've got such a great connection already building, and it helps that they're amazing people as well. But I think on court, they are such a force to be reckoned with. They make training really, really tough and hard. And I think it's really nice to have Jackie in the setup, bringing her kind of Aussie experience and knowledge, and being able to pair that with Leah, who's had a really successful stint with Wales Netball recently, and also now getting an amazing partnership with Jackie and even Nia out the front there. It's really building, and I think they're really going to challenge a lot of teams and shooting circles.
It's limited coverage already, but we already see that people like Georgia are also really strong already at the other end of the court, Anna.
Yes, definitely. We've got a few shooters down the end, and we've got a lot of different partnerships, and I think it's really made the kind of a lot of breadth and depth to the squad. Obviously having some newbies like myself kind of coming into that setup, but being able to kind of add a different aspect and dynamic to it. And we've got so many different partnerships, and that's been seen within our starting sevens. We've had two different starting sevens so far already, and combinations within that game, the first two games we've already had. So I think it's really great. We've obviously got the strength and depth throughout the whole squad, and being able to kind of interchange that as and when we need and up against different opponents is really great. And I think that's something that Jill has really valued and has been using really well.
Nia's recently spent 100 games in the NSL. What's it like just having somebody like her as part of the team on a week-by-week basis and even in training?
Yeah, I think no words can kind of describe how amazing Nia is. I think coming into the setup, I'd always kind of heard and seen Nia on court, but didn't know her as much as a person. But being able to kind of meet her as a person off court has been really amazing. She's honestly the most hardworking athlete I've ever met. She demands excellence on court and off court in the gym, in S&C, in fitness, and she's always the one that's pushing to be the best, and she's always pushing herself. So I think it's amazing to have her in the team, and also as a leader, she's definitely someone that I look up to and really value and respect. And I think that's something that's so important to have as a leader within a team, and especially a new team. And I think she's also been really amazing in making sure that everyone is integrated and buying into what the new kind of mentality is of Cardiff Dragons, and that is a winning mentality. And she's really striving for that and excellence. So she's honestly amazing, and it's been really great to see her and be in the game of her 100th game.
Yeah, you've been in the team of the week for the past two rounds. I suppose the question there is, do you take much notice of that, or is that something that maybe your family would take note of a bit more?
Yeah, definitely. My family have been really supportive, and it's always nice and to be able to see that and kind of get the mentions in Twitter and Instagram. So I'm really proud to be able to have that. But I'm just really thankful for the opportunity that Dragons have given me this year. I think it's been a tough few seasons previously, and just being able to get that opportunity to kind of show what I can do and strive and be able to perform out there on court is really great. And I'm actually just really loving it and enjoying it where I am now. And I think that's showing in being in team of the week and kind of my performance on court. So I'm just really thankful for the kind of opportunity to be able to do that. But I think it's just putting my best foot forward, and kind of proving that I deserve to be out there, and
Yeah.
enjoy really. And I think that's the most important part, really.
68-2 is a great achievement anyway, any day of the week, isn't it? So you'll have to take some success in that.
Yes, exactly. And I think in this Super League, it's always going to be tight, close games. So I think it comes down to the shooters, making sure that they're getting the quality of shots and making sure that you've got high percentages. So I think I'm definitely delivering on that, which is good. But I think it's definitely going to be a tough season, and making sure that I keep those standards.
Next season, Netball Super League 2.0, or whatever they're going to call it. How important do you think that'll be in the overall scheme of things, just to increase awareness of the sport here?
Yeah, definitely. I think this season's going to be instrumental in the success of the following seasons. I think there's quite a lot of uncertainty about next season, but what we do know is that there is going to be professionalization, and that's really exciting for everyone. I think for the moment, it's focusing on ourselves right now in this season that we have here, and not thinking too far in the future. But in the same regard, it's also really exciting, and it's making sure that we are putting ourselves in the best position as players and as a team to be able to be competing and in that professionalization of the Super League. So I think it's making sure that we're getting all the fans engaged, getting the media coverage, getting the excitement, but also making sure that we're competing at a standard that is worthy of this professionalization, to make sure that it's a success and it goes as well and as smoothly as possible.
And maybe if games aren't being shown online as well, get along, go and take a friend and just experience the atmosphere in person.
Yes, exactly. And I think it's amazing we've had a sellout already. And I think there's so much scope for even more sellouts. And obviously the capacity for netball games isn't exactly huge. It's not like football, it's not like rugby. So we do need that fan base, and we do need that support. And it's amazing already to see the amount of fans that come and engage and want to be there. But it's even more reason, like you said, the games aren't being streamed, so you need to be able to come and watch these games and get down there. There are at times where it's convenient, hopefully, for people. Friday evenings, most of our games are, or on the weekend. So hopefully that doesn't coincide with schools or work. So making sure that actually it is accessible for everyone, and we want everyone to be there. We're engaged. We'll come and meet everyone after the game. So it really creates an amazing atmosphere, and it gives you a bit more of a personal atmosphere as well. You're being able
Yeah.
to meet players and meet kind of people you look up to. So yeah, making sure that everyone gets down is more important than ever right now.
And especially those games at the arena as well.
Yes, exactly. We've got a really exciting arena for the last two games, which I think has been in the works, and our CEO Vicky has been really, really working hard on that. We got to see it in our pre-season. We got to go and have a little look at it before all the courts have been set up. But it's an amazing atmosphere, amazing location, and I think that's a really big step for us. So making sure that actually that's really promoted and people are really buying into that and wanting to come will be really huge for us, because our capacity will be much bigger than usual, offering a lot more than we have currently in our House of Sport arena. But it's really exciting, and I think it'll be really great games there.
Hannah, thank you for your time. Good luck for the rest of the season.
Thank you very much for having me.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky HD, Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sport and we're on the podcast rail.